Unit 9, page 90. Fiction. Exercises 2 and 3.
Wild Country by Margaret Johnson. Chapter 1. The Flower Market Mistake. The woman in the red dress was holding some large yellow flowers to her face. Behind her, there were lots more flowers. Big flowers, small flowers, flowers of every possible color. I was very pleased I'd got up early to see Nice's famous flower market. It was beautiful, and it helped me to forget that I wasn't going to have a nice day, or a nice 10 days. Grant Cooper! Grant Cooper! I couldn't believe I was going to work with that man for 10 days. It was going to be horrible. But I wouldn't think about it until I had to. And here, in the market, I could almost forget. There was color all around me. Not just the flowers, but also the people buying them in their summer clothes. Even the buildings behind the market were colorful, red and orange with blue windows. What a lovely picture it would make if I only had my paints with me. But I did have a pencil somewhere. I could do a quick drawing. I still had a few minutes before I had to leave for the airport. I found the pencil in the bottom of my shoulder bag, together with an old letter. Soon my pencil was moving quickly over the back of the letter as I began to draw the woman in the red dress. She was smelling some red flowers now, and her hair was very blonde in the sunshine. As I drew what I saw, I quickly forgot about everything else. The woman buying the flowers obviously knew the flower seller. They were talking and laughing together, and I had lots of time to work on my picture. I don't know how long I stood there. I only know that the next time I looked at my watch, it was 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock! I only had 30 minutes to get to the airport. Oh no, I was going to be late again. But before I could put the pencil and paper back into my bag, I felt something soft against my legs. It was a small brown dog, and he was on his own. "Hello, boy," I said. "Are you lost?" The dog seemed to smile up at me, and I reached out to touch it. The dog smiled again, and then it bit me. I screamed and jumped quickly back from the dog. Too quickly, there was a very loud crash behind me. "Mademoiselle!" shouted an angry voice. I turned round to see flowers all over the ground. "I'm sorry," I said. "That dog, it bit me."
"What dog?"
asked the angry flower seller. "Well, that one," I said. But when I looked down, the dog had disappeared. "It was here a minute ago," I said, turning to look. Unfortunately, I turned so quickly that my shoulder bag flew through the air and crashed into some more flowers.
"Mademoiselle!"
shouted the flower seller again. "I'm sorry," I started to say. But then I noticed that things were about to get even worse. A river of dirty water from the flowers was moving very quickly towards the blonde woman's expensive white summer shoes. "Madame!" I shouted, but it was too late. "My shoes!" cried the blonde woman.
"My flowers!"
cried the flower seller. I held my hand up to show what the dog had done. "My finger!" I cried. But neither the flower seller nor the blonde woman was interested in my hurt finger.